Blog Talk Radio.
For so long,
let me give you a call, Bob.
I did not have I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me. Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm gonna worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
Heal me. I'm gonna worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is.
Heal me. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you. Here tonight, come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. Ooh, yeah. My heart is long for small moments with thee.
Well, good morning, everyone. everybody, and praise ye the Lord. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of worship. Truly, I thank the Lord for another day that he has extended his grace and his mercy upon my life. And I bless the Lord for you. Amen, amen. The psalmist say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me. Hey, you don't know about Sia. That's what the scripture said. A poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him. How many is looking for deliverance today? How many is looking for God to hear them today? Amen. Well, he hears the prayers of the righteous. Amen. He said the prayers are effectual. Wait a minute. Let me get it. I want to quote it right. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous. Guess what? It availeth much. Amen. I'm just so happy to see Prophet Michael Lewis on the line. I've been praying for you, and you've been in my spirit. God, glory to God. But God knows everything. Amen. We don't know why God put people in our spirit. We don't know why we begin to intercede on behalf of someone that God put in our spirit. But you've been in my spirit, and just to see you, I don't know about Messiah, to see you on the line this morning, amen, I know, hallelujah, that God is with you. I know, you don't know about Messiah, that he has worked out, and he's working it out on your behalf. For my Bible tells me all things work together in Romans 8 and 28. All things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and to them that are the called according to his purpose. I've been praying for you, Prophet Michael Lewis. Hey, you know the Messiah. Hallelujah. And I just know, Messiah, that God answers prayers. And the very fact that I see you this morning, let me know that God answers prayers. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, I just bless the Lord today. You know, as I begin to just reflect upon God's goodness, Brother Prophet Michael Lewis, I begin to just reflect upon God's goodness. You know, and I got to just share this a little bit with you, and we're going to get right on in because, amen, I'm just leaving out of service, and I leave out of service. I try to leave out about 5 minutes ahead of time to sign in to Blog Talk because I'm not at my computer, but I'm on the cell phone, amen, which is a tablet also, and I'm able to pull up the switchboard. I thank God for this technology, amen. So I bless the Lord for that, but as I begin to reflect upon this weekend, Prophet Michael, I was, you know, you're a strong advocate for my sister Danielle, and I've been a little angry and upset with Danielle, and the Lord began to just deal with me, Mike. The Lord began to just deal with me, and I refuse to even write her in anything because I just felt what she did was just silly, you know, and especially when you're looking to the Lord to open some doors and you have some irons in the fire and you're not going, you shouldn't be jeopardizing your freedom, amen. You're already there because you jeopardized your freedom 21 years ago. So guess what? No other person, it should be more important than you, especially when you have purpose, amen, and people are working diligently on your behalf. So I just need to get that out, and I need to repent of God because I got real angry and I did not write her, even though she sent messages to me. I haven't even written her. So today I'm going to sit down and write a letter, and she sent the letter by my mom
in my mother's mail, and she was telling me, you know, she didn't need to really hear anything negative. And then God began to deal with me and said, you know, you can't get that angry where you just, you know, cut people off and what have you. What if I cut you off like that? Amen. Wow. So I'm just repenting before the people of God today because I was really upset, Mike, with Danielle. I was really upset with her, and I said, you know, God, she still haven't learned. Some areas she still needs some improvement in. Some areas she still needs to mature in. And then God started dealing with me, and he showed me that, hey, guess what? You got some areas you haven't matured in. You got some areas that you have to work on. So I repent this morning. Amen. For in my own flesh, you know, in my anger and being angry and upset, and I said, Lord, I just need to write and say something encouraging. Don't even mention the incident that happened. So just to see you on the line today have given me strength. Amen. So I'm gonna let you just open up with the word of prayer, and then I can just follow up, and I just feel the need. God put this in my spirit this early Sunday morning prayer. And we've been doing this for over almost a year and a half now, this early Sunday morning prayer. And we've had some challenges. And I want you to pray that God will send help. Amen. I need some help. I can't continue on without any help. And I need some help to keep this going. And I know it's God's will because people are being impacted. Everyday lives are being changed when they're able to just come on and hear a word from the Lord. Even if they don't come on during the live show, they're able to go back into the archives, amen, and listen to the messages, amen. And as I begin to just reflect upon, you know, at the first of the year, I asked everybody to sow, those that was able to sow a $42 seed. And I had proposed in my heart, and I told the Lord this. The Lord didn't tell me to do this. I did this. I proposed in my heart, and I told the Lord that I was going to read this scripture every day, Deuteronomy 28:1-14. And I wavered. And what I said that I would do, I wavered. I didn't do it every day. But yesterday, as I went into the church and the man of God, in the miracle center, the man of God was teaching. He was teaching on that, the blessings in Deuteronomy, and I felt condemned. Amen. I said, Lord, well, I'm going to get back focused. Amen. So I just bless the Lord today. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Mike and let him open up with the word of prayer. Amen. Amen. Pray for my mother. Pray for my son. Pray for my grandchildren. You know, he's going to another school tomorrow in a different area, so I thank God for that. So pray for Danielle. Amen, amen, amen. And that all the things that's happening with her, they say the article in the Rolling Stone is out, so I have to go and purchase that magazine. So just pray for my family. Amen, amen. Prophet Michael, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name this morning, God. Father, we first of all come before your throne humbly, but yet boldly, that we might obtain mercy to find grace to help in time of need, O God. Father, we acknowledge every one of our faults, our sins are ever before you, God. So we ask you to create in us a clean heart, renew the right spirit down within us. Forgive us for anything we have said and everything we have done that is negative toward you or your people, God. We asking you right now to forgive us of all our sins. Oh, God, on this morning, God, we come before you petitioning you on behalf of Sister Adrian and her family, God. We lift up Sister Danielle, God, asking you to continuously watch over her, shielding and protecting her from hurt, harm, in danger, God. You know where she is and where she's at on the list to be communicated out of the place, oh God. But we're asking you that you continue to guide her by a mighty hand as you did with the children of Israel, God, bringing them out of their Egypt, Father. We're asking you to bring Danielle out of hers, God, ordering her steps, God.
Yes,
in
God.
The name of Jesus, God, we're asking you to shield her from people plotting evil things against her, oh God. You know there are those that would that she would stay in there for the rest of her life, God, but you see fit that you would want to bring her out, oh God. So we asking you, Father, according to your divine purpose in Danielle's life, that you continue to shield and protect, guiding her through the annals of time, God, until it's her date to be released, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up her mother, Barbara, right now, Barbara Bernard, God, asking you to continue to strengthen Miss Barbara, God, as she awaits the date for her daughter to come home. Father, we pray that you would strengthen in her heart, God, that you would continue to give her good health, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would touch even her mind, God, to let it stay regulated before you, because you are a mind regulator and a heart fixer, God. Lord, you know the things that this family has suffered, God, due to the separation from mother, daughter, and sister, sister, and sister, brother, God. Even the problem that have befallen upon the nieces, the nephews, the cousins, and all those that are in relation to Sister Danielle, God, Lord, so we lift up the Bernard family, God, Brother Perry, God, we lift him up and his wife and children, God, asking you to strengthen even them. Look down upon little Nino, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You know the struggles that he has as a youth growing up in the city in which he is, even the transferring from one school to another, God, the hardships that befall that, God. But we know that thou art a doctor that never lost a patient, God. You're a lawyer that never lost a case, God. Lord, so we asking you, according to your divine purpose in Nino's life, that you would even orchestrate the direction and the path that he needs to go. For you said to trust in you with all his heart and lean not unto Nino's own understanding, but in all his ways he need to acknowledge you, God. And you said you shall direct his path. So, Father, we even thank you for your hand of mercy and your hand of love being upon Nino and his sisters, God, as you have allowed them to grow, even with the hurt and the pain of losing their mother, oh God, in the manner in which they lost her, God, yet they have not been bitter against society, but continue to go and do the things that you need them to do. So, Father, we lift up Caviel and Rael, God, in the name of Jesus, God, asking you to continue to guide them, shielding them, protecting them, and commanding you to heal their broken and their wounded heart, even from men that will come against them in their young lives, God, even Darielle, God, that you would even watch over Darie and her babies, God, shielding and protecting little Bentley. In the name of Jesus, God, we're asking you to strengthen this family right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we're careful to give you the glory. We give you the honor, God. We even lift up Sister Dawn on this morning, God, asking you to strengthen Sister Dawn, God. It's been a while since I heard her voice, but I know she's continuously on the broadcast, God. But I'm asking you that you send a special blessing to Sister Dawn right now, God, asking you to touch her from the crown of her head even to the sole of her feet, God. You know everything she has need of ever before she asks of you. You said we have not because we ask not. We ask and receive not to consume upon all lust and desire, God. We're not asking for anything lustful, but we're asking according to your will. And you said if we ask anything according to your will, that you hear us. So we're asking you right now, God, to let your will be done in Sister Dawn's life, oh God. And oh Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you that we were able to see Elder Thompson a couple of days ago. So we're asking you to continue to shield Elder Thompson as he's in his place of condemnation, God. I'm asking you to strengthen him, God. He looks good and he sounds good, God, but you know the ill that he feels in his heart, God. So I'm asking you to cause him to lift his bowed and his hung down head, straighten out his crooked and his wayward path, but continue, God, to uphold him with your free spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, bless his family, his children, God. Even strengthen his wife the more, God. In the name of Jesus, even the mouth of the gainsayer, God, we pray that you stop it right now in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for the broadcast, God, that has been a blessing unto a countless number of people, God, even a blessing unto me, God. I'm asking you, according to the host, Sister Adrienne Bernard, God, you heard her request, God, that the help that she needed, and you said help is on the way. So, Father, we thank you for the people that you are sending financially, God, even those that help work on the program, God. We ask you to continue to bless those that are calling in, God. Bless those that are speaking, God, in the name of Jesus. Even bless those that continuously go into the archives and even listening in, God. Lord, we pray for a financial blessing for Sister Adrienne in the name of Jesus, God, that you would meet every one of her needs, God, according to your purpose that you have purposed in her life, God. Lord, we're asking you right now that you will strengthen Sister Adrienne from the crown of her head even to the sole of her feet, God. You know her heart's desire. You know where she's at. You know where she stands. You even see the things that she has done, God, concerning ministry, God. So we're asking you, Lord, even as she has ministered to others, that you now minister to her needs, God, that you open up her eyes of understanding, shielding and protecting from hurt, harm, and danger, but most of all, keep her in the center of your will, God. God, we pray right now that you anoint her ears, even more than she hear what your spirit say concerning her sister, Danielle, God, that you take the pen and the penmanship of her hand, God, and you construct the letter that she needs to write in the name of Jesus, encouraging her baby sister even the more, God. And Lord, as she has been a blessing to countless others, God, you bless her. You bless her faithfulness, God, that she has shown towards the ministry for the last 2, going on 3 years with the radio broadcast, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're asking you, Father, that you touch the heart of people, God, that they would become generous, God, for the labor of love that she has shown toward your people, God. Lord, we ask you, you said you would not let her faithfulness go unrewarded, God. But you remember what she has done, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And you said in your word, command ye me. So, Father, we're commanding you to bless her right now from the crown of her head even to the sole of her feet, God. And we come against that spirit, God, that will buff her and push her around, God, that will cause her to be any other minded except you, God. Lord, we pray that you continue to bless her mind, shielded and protected her from hurt, harm, and danger, but most of all, keeping her in the center of your will, God. Continue to order her steps, God, allowing her to meet the great men and women of God that can help to push the agenda that they're pushing for citywide, statewide, even worldwide ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every spirit that would exalt itself, every spirit that opposes itself against your will in her life, God. We even stop the mouth of the gainsayers, those that are still holding her down, God, because she left in doing what you called her to do. So, Father, since you sent her home, God, since you brought her home, God, since you placed her back in New Orleans, God, we command you to open up the windows of heaven and you bless her in the name of Jesus, God. Let her not lose another day's rest, nor slumber, nor sleep concerning this matter, but you strengthen her heart, God, and send those people that she needs on her side. To uphold her, to uplift her, to strengthen her, to speak encouraging words in her life. God, we pray that you prophesy even in the winds concerning her life, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for the things that you have done in her life and yet for the things that you're getting ready to do. Strengthen her heart, Lord God. Father, we pray for Brother Jamal, God. yes, that you will continue to shield and protect Brother Jamal.
Yes,
that you will strengthen Brother Jamal. That you will call Jamal once again to hear your voice, to know your name, that you alone are God, the creator, the maker, the giver of every good and perfect gift. And Father, and you open up his bail, his door, God, to his jail cell. And as you did with Peter, and as you did for Paul and Silas, God, shake the foundation and bring Brother Jamal home. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And you said in your word, this is the confidence that we have in you, God, that if we ask anything according to your will, that you hear us. And if you hear us, you said we have the petition beside of you. So, Father, we thank you that you have heard us this morning and you continue to hear us, giving us the very desires of our hearts. So, Father, we're careful, we're grateful, ask to give you the glory. We give you honor, and we thank you all that we ask, we say, and do. It brings you praise. In Jesus' name.
Oh, we bless you today, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God. You're the Messiah. Oh, we thank you for being a great God. We thank you for being a faithful God. We thank you for being a loving and a kind God. Oh, God, we just honor you today, God. Thank you for Prophet Michael, God. Thank you for his labor of love, God. Thank you for his prayers, God. Thank you for his support, God. Oh, God, you said what we make happen for others, you'll make happen for us, God. You told us in your word to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. Oh, God, you said to think on those things that was pure. Think on those things that are lovely and of a good report. Oh, God, we command today, God. Oh, you're the Messiah. We command, amen, today that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add it no sorrow. Oh, we bless you today, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you, God. Without you, Lord God, we would fail. Oh, we bless you today. We're standing on Deuteronomy 28:1-13. God, you said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed thou shalt be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou seest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open up unto thee is the pleasure. The heaven to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. I said, the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Hallelujah. And I declare and I decree a day for every listener, amen, that may be listening live. Every listener that may go back into the archives, every listener on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever social media on, I command the blessings of Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. I command them to be on your life, on your family, on your children, on your grandchildren. On everybody that you meet, those that love the Lord, even those that don't know the Lord God. I command these blessings on you. Hey, glory to God. God said in his word, if you keep my commandments, I will make you be a blessing to all people. Every nation will call you blessed. We thank you today, God, because we're walking in our blessing. Remember the leaders all over the world. Remember our pastors today, God. Remember Bishop R.C. Blakes and Bishop Samuel Blakes. Remember Mother Lloyd Blakes and the Blakes family. Remember my family here in New Orleans, God. Those that are not saved, and those, God, that are going to church and have a form of godliness, but they don't have the power. God, I'm asking you to open up their understanding. Open up their eyes, God, where they can see. Open up their ears, Lord God, where they can hear. Oh, God, you brought me here to do a work, God. Not for myself, but for you, God. Because it's all about you, Jesus. God. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and adding no sorrow. Shield and protect them, God. Even my nephews, my nieces, God. My extended family members, God. Touch my cousin Rosie, God. 83 years old. Touch my 18, God. 83 years old, God. Remember Bishop Alfred Singleton in Lansing, Michigan. 86 years old, God. Remember Bishop Winston Singleton and Dr. Winston Singleton, God. Oh, God. Remember the senior citizens all over this world, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Remember all of our supporters that call in, all of our listeners, God, all of the men and women of God that you have blessed us, hallelujah, to connect with, that have come on this line and given a word. Remember Bishop Jesse Grant, God, in the name of Jesus. Prophet Michael Davis, God, remember him, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Prophetess Harrison as she celebrates her 58th birthday this weekend. God, God, be a blessing to her, God, her and her family, God. Reward us for our labor, God. God, we love you today. We give you glory, God. We give you thanks, God. We thank you for being incredible. We thank you for being amazing. We thank you for being sovereign. We thank you for being almighty. We thank you for your magnificence. God, help us today, God. Remember Sister Ruby Larry, God. Oh, God. Deal with our heart, God. Comfort her, God. Hallelujah. She continues to grieve, God. Give her peace in her spirit, God. in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, to remember our children, God. Remember Prophet Michael Lewis' children, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Remember
Hallelujah.
The men that he's going to minister to at the shelter in Stockton,
yes.
California, God. All of your leaders that's there in the city. Pastor Beatrice, God. Remember her, God.
Yes.
Evangelist,
yes.
dear God. Remember them, God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord God, we lift up another friend of ours that's laying in a coma in Houston, Texas. Dana
yes.
Montana, God. Oh, God, we ask you to send your angel. Angels to minister to him this morning, God.
Yes.
Touch his body, God. Where the doctor said no, God. Turn that no
yes.
into a yes, God. Oh, we bless
yes.
you today, God. We thank you,
yes, God.
We give
you
glory, God. We give
yes.
you praise, God. Oh,
yes.
God, and as we continue next week on the broadcast,
yes.
when holiness is still right, God. God, line up some speakers, God, that we've never heard before. Even those that haven't been on in a while, God. Oh, let me have a good schedule, God, this week, God,
yes.
where we can impart this word and let them know that you said to follow peace with all men and
yes.
holiness without. You said no man shall see the Lord. No
yes.
man shall see the Lord. I am the Messiah. I'm on the broadcast. I am the Messiah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we
Hallelujah.
Bless you today, God. I thank
yes.
you as I'm sitting in this car. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, because I'm serious about this assignment. I'm serious
yes.
about souls. I'm serious about spreading the good news, the gospel
yes.
of Jesus Christ. But we are
yes.
not ashamed of it. I thank you because you said, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing that you
yes.
would be in the midst, God.
Yes.
I thank
yes.
you for Prophet Mike being on the line. I
yes.
know one thing, God, that you will never fail us. Your
yes.
mercy is enduring forever, God. Every promise
forever,
that you made, you'll stand on it. Every promise
yes.
that you made, God, you are going to fulfill it. And we
yes.
thank you, God. Meet
yes.
every need in the man of God's life. Meet every
yes.
need, God, in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus.
Yes.
We bless you today, God. We
yes.
bless you, God. I
yes.
know the Messiah. We realize
Hallelujah.
That we can't do nothing without you, God.
Nothing,
without
nothing.
You, Lord God, we would fail.
We
without
fail.
You, God, we would
yes.
be like a ship without
ship.
A sail, God.
Yes.
Oh, we bless you today, God.
Yes.
We give you glory, God.
Oh,
we
yes.
give you glory, God.
Glory.
Oh, help us, Lord God. Help
yes.
us to stay in your word. Help us to stay focused on our assignment, God. Help us, Lord God, to continue to be a light that's shining in a dark world. Help us, Lord God, to tell men, women, boys, and girls everywhere that you're saved to the utmost in the mighty name of Jesus. We
yes.
bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Yeah, you're
yes.
the Messiah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We thank you for this early Sunday morning prayer, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Let everything that had breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll see you next week. Tomorrow, tune in early. We're talking about holiness is still right. The Lord
yeah.
declared it in his word in Hebrews 12 and 14. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Holiness is still right. We bless you today. Hallelujah. We bless you today, God. We
yeah.
thank you, God. Continue to keep a praise in our heart, God. Continue
yes.
to let us worship you. Continue
yes.
to let us magnify your name, God.
Yes.
We love you today, God. And we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You all have a blessed day. Remember to share this gospel. Remember, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Just lift up the name of Jesus. And Jesus is the one that does the drawing. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. He also said, he added to the church. Oh, Jesus Christ, amen, our Lord and Savior, such as should be saved. Just live holy. Tell people about this holy God that you serve. Open up your mouth and share the good news. Hallelujah, we bless you, and we thank God for you. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Do you have anything else, Prophet Mike, you like to say?
No, that will do.
Amen, amen. Continue to lift up the Prophet family also. Remember Empress in your prayers. Remember his brothers and his sisters and his extended family, nieces and nephews, God. Don't let him get weary in well-doing. Because God said you're going to reap if you faint not, Mike. So we love you today. God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you're the Messiah.